Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you're ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before, with hospital-grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask, no Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the D.C. area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Greatest geopolitical threat to the United States right now, Congressman Delaney?
Well, the biggest geopolitical challenge is China, but the biggest geopolitical threat remains nuclear weapons.
Okay.
Right? So those are different questions.
Totally get it. Go ahead, Governor Inslee.
The biggest threat to the security of the United States is Donald Trump, and there's no question. Okay.
Congresswoman Gabbard.
The greatest
geopolitical threat.
The greatest threat that we face is the fact that we are at a greater risk of nuclear war today than ever before in history.
Senator Klobuchar.
Two threats, economic threat, China, but our major threat right now is what's going on in the Mideast with Iran if we don't get our act
together. Okay, try to keep it at slimmer than what we've been going here. One or two words.
Our existential threat is climate change. We have to confront it before it's too late.
Senator Warner. Yeah.
Climate change.
Yeah, Senator Booker.
Nuclear proliferation and climate change.
Secretary Castro.
China and climate change.
Congressman Ryan.
China, without a question, they're wiping us around the world economically.
Yeah. And Mr. Mayor.
Russia, because they're trying to undermine our democracy, and they've been doing a pretty damn good job of it. We need to stop them.
Boy, the Trump blast got the biggest cheer of the night. People were just hankering for that. I'm surprised more candidates didn't take the easy, because we've been in front of crowds like that, where we can say something mean about Nancy Pelosi, and people are going to howl with applause laughter or something. I mean, it's just the lowest of low-hanging fruit, and very few people went for it.
Sometimes the cheapest pleasures are the finest pleasures. I'd like to congratulate Cory Booker for almost getting through nuclear proliferation.
Too many nukes.
Tom Rogan is a commentary writer for the Washington Examiner. He writes on foreign policy, but is certainly up on the issues of the day. And Tom joins us now. Tom, how are you, sir?
Good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We're both great fans of your contributions to Special Report with Brett Baer. Terrific job.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
So, listen, I know your most recent piece in the Washington Examiner is about Elizabeth Warren appearing to be everything she is, which is intelligent, well-informed, forceful. I can't stand her policies, but she's an impressive woman.
I have a plan.
But you think that's actually good news for the president?
Well, I do. I think when we think about what will actually decide this election, which is the obviously the general election race between two candidates and their running mates, I think in terms of Elizabeth Warren's policy positions and President Trump's economy, his position on a lot of foreign policy issues, China is the most dominant one. He is in a better place to be able to persuade people who have not yet made their minds up, that block of the center, that he would his presidency for another 4 years would be preferable to hers for a new 4 years.
I don't think it would be terribly difficult for him to make the argument that her policies would be an enormous gamble economically. Choke off the economy, increase unemployment, that sort of thing. Speaking of low-hanging fruit, I think that is.
Yeah, and I think the policy detail here of what she's proposing, which is really far further to the left than in a clearly objective sense than her campaign would like to admit. And we take, for example, supporting Bernie Sanders' healthcare plan, which would deny the right of individual choice, which Democrats tend to talk a lot about. That would be something that President Trump, we could expect to go on. Her plan to quite dramatically increase taxes and regulation in the economy, which in an environment of hyper-competitiveness around the world would seem to be a poor choice. And it's not simply that these are poor policy decisions.
Uh-oh.
The point of the strong economy allows President Trump to say, why take a gamble on these divergent approaches to governing the economy when my economy is doing so well? And the incumbent factor, of course, is that the economy needs to remain healthy into late next year.
Congressman Ryan talking about, look, we've got a perception problem where people think we're a coastal party of Ivy Leaguers. We need to get back to, Midwestern working class roots. That sort of attitude's got to scare Trump.
It does, but, the advantage for President Trump is that the Democratic primary process, and the best, I think, evidence for this was Inslee's comment that Trump is the greatest threat to world security, to American security. The primary base is so far to the left and so driven by the belief that Trump is an aberration who can be defeated by a pretty far left candidate that I just don't think, Ryan, Delaney, I don't think they get near the nomination. And so, yes, on paper, it would be a serious concern for the president. I think it's a concern with Joe Biden. But again, that the pressures from the left and the Democratic Party in some way are an equalizing force, for President Trump.
Tom Rogan, commentary writer for The Washington Examiner. I was just looking at your bio, Tom, that you're a U.S. citizen with a British accent. He likes William Shakespeare, Larry David, and Carl Pilkington. You have no idea how my heart soared when I saw Carl Pilkington. That's fabulous, man. Yeah. You make me want to run back and listen to the old Ricky Gervais podcasts.
I know, they're all on YouTube, so that's what I do
brilliant.
When I'm having a bad day.
Yeah. That's such a good idea.
What do you think of all the Spanish speaking last night? That was a landmark event, really, the amount of Spanish in a national debate. How many people like that? How many people does that turn off in a general election strategy?
Well, I think the concern here, and we saw, with President Trump, does actually better with Hispanic American voters than I think people expect. It's around 35%, as I understand it. Certainly there's an opportunity for conservatives to boost that in the future. I think the concern for Democrats is that if you do this in a way that seems disingenuous, seems that you are just offering platitudes to people rather than policy prescriptions. And again, we think about the growth of employment at the minority level of the minority Americans, which is unprecedented, quite frankly, under the current economy. That is something President Trump can point to. What makes your life better, words or action? And secondly, I think there is a danger that the general election voters will regard this as the same kind of thing that allowed people to vote for President Trump, even if they didn't like him, because they thought, well, at least he doesn't care about political correctness. I think political correctness is so anathema to a lot of Americans outside the major metropolitan areas that frankly, it's a big danger. It seemed too contrived. It seemed too disingenuous. And in that, I think it was it's a political opportunity for President Trump.
Well, and that attitude toward political correctness describes a lot of people on the left as well. I think there's just a growing awareness that it's obnoxious and it's suffocating and the rest of it. Tom, listen, it's an obvious question, but what the heck? It's fun to bandy about. Who do you think really gained some steam last night in particular?
I think Elizabeth Warren, for the reason that she, you know, held her own and maintained momentum. And I think, you know, frankly, it's looking, I think, like her, Joe Biden, and Bernie Sanders running into the, you know, as the three front runners.
Interesting. Tom Rogan, commentary writer for The Washington Examiner. Tom, we're about out of time. Enjoy the chat very much. I hope we can do it again.
Yes, it was great. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Well done. Thanks.
I think Mayor Pete would like to argue with that and maybe put forth tonight an opportunity to be in a group of four that stand out from everybody else. But we'll see. We got this text. Please give Rachel Maddow some credit for being the best moderator. I think she was the best of the bunch last night. I think a Rachel Maddow, Brett Baer together would be pretty good to cover both sides of it.
That would be good. She would be much more aggressively progressive than he would be aggressively conservative, but they could probably work that out.
Yeah, I think they could.
She's a very bright and reasonable person. She just, you know, she's everything also, she believes is wrong,
she was
which
also,
is unfortunate.
She was also the most forceful person there in being willing to shut people up. No, you stop, you right. go. Yeah. I mean, she's the only one willing to do that.
Yep.
What's coming up in your news, Marshall?
Well, Supreme Court closing out this session with decisions on two major cases. One of the Democratic candidates.
Did they rule on the death penalty for people who clog up the left lane yet?
Not yet.
Because I petitioned the court every year for the last 27 years.
We want cruel and unusual punishment.
Right, exactly.
One of the Democratic candidates made a lot of noise at last night's debate, and we've got more proof Amazon is taking over the world.
So Mayor Pete, and granted, a lot of the talking head stuff that gets thrown around with great enthusiasm, you know, days later it's forgotten. But the consensus that Mayor Pete really looked weak in dealing with his cop crisis there in his hometown, it's pretty widespread. I'm not sure if the bloom isn't off his rose, but we'll find out.
Yeah, I remember all the pundits saying, Elizabeth Warren's going to get it from all sides last night. She didn't get one arrow her way, if you'll pardon the expression.
I will not.
Armstrong and Getty.
When you're ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before. We're hospital-grade clean.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask, no Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the D.C. area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.